A man that would know all about how crowds can get rowdy is Paul Gow. Good morning, Gowie.
Good morning.
Now, what do you think about those party holes that they have in golf, for example? We're just talking about Nick Kyrgios here, for example. The party holes, is it the Phoenix Open from memory?
Yeah, the Phoenix Open. Oh, it's magnificent. That one in particular, it's just grown over the years. But you walk into it, and it's like walking into the MCG, I would imagine, and hitting a shot. It's the crowd's going nuts. And they're quite educated in the sense that they do. There's actually a bit of a spreadsheet that goes around the stadium, and each player that turns up has got a story to them. And my first time into that arena, I was told, don't react to the crowd. So if you react to the crowd, they'll throw abuse at you. And what did I do? I reacted to the crowd, and then they just gave me abuse the entire hole. So it's awesome. I love it. We had one last week at the Australian PGA Championship. It was on the 17th hole. Everyone was licking up by the end of the day, yelling and screaming. But the players loved it. Golf's a bit boring at times, so stuff like that I think is important.
Yeah, look, and because there is a bit of a correlation there, Gowie, isn't there, between, I suppose, tennis and golf, that, you know, you need to respect the players with a bit of silence. But it's that fine line between the energy and the atmosphere of a crowd, but also respecting the sport, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. And, you know, we've had a few players in the past. You know, Robert Allenby said he didn't like it. Well, he doesn't like anything. So, you know, really. And, you know what, the younger brood of players that coming along, which we had last week, they loved it. They really got into it. The music was pumping and they were dancing, and sports and entertainment. So those players need to entertain somewhat. So there is respect, yes, to a certain degree. They are going down the stretch, but I tell you what, that one in America in Phoenix is amazing. Like, it's now turned into 25,000 people just around one hole. Before, it only had, the early days, and only had one marquee there, and now it's got the whole hole. So yeah, it's fantastic. Mm.
Good to chat to you for the first time this year, Gowie. Happy New Year, mate.
You too.
What are your thoughts on Jed Morgan's win in the Australian PGA?
Oh, we just got to throw in there. Thoughts. Gowie tipped it at $51.
Oh,
Gowie, we had so many of our listeners texting in to say, well, first of all, well done to you for tipping it, but that they're all slamming themselves for not backing it.
Yeah, how sore is your back, Gowie, from everyone slapping you that listened to the Big Sports Breakfast?
Yeah, well, you only get them once in a while, don't you, at that sort of price. But he's a kid that I've been watching for the last couple of years. You know, they all rise through the ranks as junior ranks. And him and Louis Dobler, who ran third, they're great mates. They hang out together. I've had a little bit to do with both of them. They're in the high-performance program, and he was just trending the right way. He's just got that little bit of... He reminds me of Greg Norman. He is a showman. He's just got that bit of grit in him that's necessary. And he was playing around his home golf course. So, you know, you feel comfortable. And golf's part, you know, when you're playing golf, you feel, the more you feel comfortable, the better you play. So he's at a location he knew really well. He was playing... I had some inside information. Mates of mine played with him on a Wednesday, and they said the last few weeks he's been absolutely striping it. I walked with him on Tuesday for about 5 or 6 holes. He drove this par 4 12th. He hit a 3 with 270 metres on the front edge. He put it on there. So people that are golfers, that's a long way to hit it. So he played awesome, and that opens up the doors, right? He gets a tour card in Europe next year, which is awesome. He'll get about 5 or 6 starts on that tour. They've already reached out to him in America. Jack Nicklaus is going to give him a start at the Memorial, I believe. So a lot of doors open up. And this kid, he only just turned pro. So this was his first major professional event. And imagine that, just winning your first one. That's a huge effort.
Mm. Yeah, I saw an interview with him yesterday, I think it was. And I really liked his humility. He said that he certainly wouldn't compare himself to the Great White Shark, but it's very humbling to do so. Where do you think his mindset's at? Has he got the mental game to go to? I don't like putting too much pressure on young players, of course, but has he got the mental game as well?
Yeah, at this stage he has, because he's just got that little bit of edge about him, or you could call it ego, but and you have to have it, right, if you're going to be the best in the world. And he's got that belief that's necessary. This is only just going to help his confidence. And you're right, Mossy, he's very humble. He comes from a humble background, and his mates and the people around him are quite humble. They'll bring him back to earth. And he had every right not to play this week in the Queensland PGA Championships. He's playing for $150,000 at Nudgee Golf Course just across the road. And he said, well, I'll be playing it anyway, and I need to. So he's going to bring out the crowds, because he's a Queensland. He lives right there in Brisbane. I think it's a fantastic move that he's actually having a swoosh. So, but here's the start of his career. Let's watch where he goes with it and how he handles it. He's got every management company and their dog after him now. Before that, no one wanted to speak to him. His mate was sort of handled some of his affairs. So, you know, he's got to handle all that. He handled the press last week very well, TV, all that sort of stuff. But it's part and parcel of it now.
Gawi Su'o ended her 7-year drought in the Australian WPGA Championship. What did you make of the win?
Yeah, it was awesome, Jamie. This was the first time in a major event in Australia that they've played men and women together, and I thought it worked out fantastic. Like, they telecast both at the same time, and they're playing for the Currie-Webb Cup, our best ever golfer, who's fantastic. He's done so much for junior golf, and Su'o was one of those recipients that would go over to Kari's house in Florida and spend some time with her. So they're all very close, and we had Grace Kim, the New South Wales player. She really took it to Su'o, who's, you know, and that was Grace Kim's first big professional golf event also. So she nearly won. But Su'o, this should kickstart her to a massive year on the LPGA. And keep in mind, we've got 8 women this year on the LPGA. Steph Kiriaki, the Sydney girl who's played so good last year, she's there. Unfortunately, she fell out of the event last week because she had COVID, so she's headed to the US. I think it's a massive year for women's golf for Australia, and we've been waiting for it since Currie-Webb, and this is it, I think.
Speaking to Paul Gow here, Gowie, how do you see the Queensland PGA playing out?
Yeah, I think it's a local boy here, Jake McLeod, who is a member across the road at Royal Queensland too, but he's coming good. I spoke to him on the range last week. He's getting ready for the European Tour this year. He spent 2 years on that tour and sort of felt a bit uncomfortable. He said, I'm right now. He's trained. He'd lost some weight. And any athlete that just puts in that extra effort, especially in Queensland, because they're pretty bloody lazy at times. he's put in some extra effort. So I like him. You're going to have to get on early. You know, maybe the tab's closed on this betting now because they...
Well, I did check it before early. They went off. He was $26,
yeah,
Jake.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah, right. But he, you know, back him again tomorrow. The markets will open up again. I just think he's a really good player. He's going to play a couple here and then head back to the UK. So we'll keep an eye on him. But it's pretty exciting times that you've got Jake McLeod, Jed Morgan and Louis Dobler, who are all young players that are firing up already in 2022.
I was going to say that's a bit short for Gowie, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, $26. Well, hey, stay tuned because I know some of his tips coming up in these other tournaments. He's going to get back to the juicy odds. Let's talk about the Abu Dhabi Championship. Some Aussie interest in that one, Mossy. Obviously, Adam Scott there and a couple of others.
Yeah. He's got a massive start to the year. You've got Morikawa, McIlroy, Lowry, Hatton, and Adam Scott, who, keep in mind, Adam Scott 2 years ago before the pandemic, he got hit down with COVID himself, early days, laid up, away from the family. And he went from winning the Australian PGA Championships in 2019 and then early the Genesis Open in LA to then not playing a hell of a lot of golf and being away from the family a lot. So he sort of had a stop start. So he got to 7 in the world. So he, over Christmas, and I've heard this from a source that said that he's been practicing hard and ready to go. And any time I hear that with Adam Scott, I think he's in for a massive year. He wants to win a major. He wants to get back there. He's sick of people saying that he's getting old now because he's 40. I think he'll be definitely someone that will play well this year. But I think it's a massive year for someone that plays around the world is Roy McIlroy. He's playing this week. He hasn't had a good couple of years, but the end of the Ryder Cup last year, he played really well. I think it was a turning point. So keep an eye on him. Everyone knows on this program, I love McIlroy. I think he's awesome for the game. And he's the best player. I think he's the best player in the world when it's all together. I think he's better than Dustin Johnson, Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau, all of them. When he gets his game together, watch out. So he's... I think he's in for a massive year. But I like Nikolai Hogard. There's a set of twins that play over there that I can't tell them apart, but they're amazing. They win all the time. Well, they've won 4 times between them in the last couple of years. And at the end of last year, they played well. And he's at 50-1. When I read down, I don't know who's doing the form there in its tab, but when I read down the list and seeing him at $51, And I think it was about $7 a place for top 10.
Yep, that's right.
I had to have something on it because that's
well,
that's
$11 a place. 51 and 11, Nikolai Hoggard.
Yeah, both these brothers are amazing players, and they've both been pushing each other for the last couple of years. And
the other one's Rasmus.
Yes, and they're playing for a Ryder Cup spot. So they're going to change the Ryder Cup point system. These guys will be playing into their Ryder Cup spots. So watch out for him this year, and especially at Abu Dhabi. I think it's hard to pick him early on because you don't know who's practiced a lot.
Mm.
And Gowie, the American Express is on this weekend. I see you've got a winner and a roughie tip for us here, but I tell you what, they're both pretty long prices.
Yeah, once again, I don't know if they've got this right, and I like to stay away from John Rahm. I think he's had I think he's been near the buffet over Christmas for sure. I see some images of him. His butt's grown even bigger. But yeah, he's number one in the world, right? So he has every right to be in the single figures in punting. But if it's golf, it's under $10. It's not enough for me. You've got Finau, Fowler, Reed and Matt Wolf and guys like that. Phil Mickelson's playing this year. But Ricky Fowler, I think he finished the year well at the end of last year. He's now been a father for just over 12 months. All that's settled down. He needs to win. He needs to get back on the winning circle and get into all the majors and all that sort of stuff. So he likes out there. He's played well out in the desert. So it's different when you play out in the desert. They're out in Palm Springs. There's three golf courses this week. Celebrities are playing. Ricky Fowler, he soaks this sort of stuff up. So at $51, he was juicy odds, I thought.
Yeah, Ricky Fowler, $51 and $11 for top five. And who's your roughie? He's upwards there as well.
Yeah, so the TAB guys have missed this one too. He's $81, Michael Thompson. He finished tied fifth here last year. He finished fifth last week and just shooting up the leaderboard last week. And they've got him at $81.
And 17 for the top five.
Yeah, that's severely over for him. Golfers, you work in cycles, right? So you play for 2 or 3 weeks, you play really well, maybe 4 weeks, and then you fall off. You've got to regather yourself and go again. So a bit like a racehorse somewhat. And this guy's in the cycle up with those sort of scores. So anyway, I'll be proven wrong when he misses the cut, I guess.
Hey, Gowie, Jason Day's in the field there as well. He's an outsider at $81 and $17. Where's he at the moment?
Yeah, he's at an interesting place there, Ryan. He, obviously the last couple of years haven't been great, but we've seen in his career that he's gone up and down a lot. You know, since he won the PGA Championships in 2015, he's gone to world number one, then he's fallen off, got back up, he's had injuries. He's been out in Palm Springs for the last 2 weeks practicing. He lives in Ohio where it's been snowing, so he took the family out. He's been spending some time out there. I think it's a pivotal year for him because I read an article mid-last year that he said, if he can't get his back right and he's not playing well, then he might walk away from the sport. And that will be interesting. He's got more money than God, but, I don't know what other things he will do other than play golf. So hopefully he gets his back right and then he can play. If he plays a minimal schedule of 20, which he already sort of does, like 20 events throughout the year is not much. It's not like he's setting himself up for a rugby league season. He's setting himself up for 20 events and really governed around those four majors. So if you can't get that right, well, maybe you shouldn't be in the sport.
That's at the American Express. And just recapping Gowie's tips, the winner, he's tipping Ricky Fowler at the GC odds of $51. His roughie in that event is Michael Thompson at 81 in the Abu Dhabi Golf Championship. Nikola Hoggard at $51. And the Queensland PGA winner, Jake McLeod, he's suggesting at $26, even though that market's closed on TAB. You might want to get on after the first round, perhaps. So hopefully, Gowie, you keep that good form going.
Yeah, as long as with your team and not that crew that's coming back next week, so that'd be better.
Good on you, mate. Always great to chat. Enjoy the golf this weekend.
Thanks. Have a good day.